Good evening, folks. Well, I don't normally come on Audio Boom to talk about something like this because I guess I worry that it's egotistical or conceited or selfish to whinge on about my own issues or to go into too much detail about things in my own personal life. And I don't want to bore people, but there's something happening in my life right now that... isn't quite a big deal yet, but it's becoming more and more of a big deal as time goes on. Now, mind you, Audio Boom is also a tremendously big deal in my life, in a good way. In fact, it's become a real blessing for me, so that's partly why I've decided that I am going to talk about this here on Audio Boom. This is really hard to talk about without getting emotional, so I do apologize for any pauses and searchings for words and that sort of thing. But I will proceed as best I can. I am becoming more and more convinced by the day that I am developing Meniere's syndrome. Now, if you're not aware of what that is, it's a disease of the inner ear that results in tinnitus and vertigo and gradual hearing loss. The reason I think this is happening is because I've been experiencing periods of vertigo and tinnitus that have become increasingly more severe with the passing of time. At first, I put this down to seizure activity because I do have a seizure disorder, and I often get lightheaded when a seizure is coming on, and also when I'm having seizures, I sometimes hear strange vibrations in my head. So I didn't really think anything much of it for a long time. And then I would get weird pains in my ears from time to time and think, oh, it's just nothing to worry about. I used to have chronic ear problems all the time as a child, and I do get ear infections from time to time, even now. So I didn't really feel all that concerned, but then, as I said, the tinnitus and the vertigo got more and more severe. Now my balance is really affected. If I get up too fast, I get really dizzy, and I have to grab onto something for support or else I fall down. And sometimes, even when I'm just up and walking around, I'll get a dizzy spell and feel extremely lightheaded. Yesterday, something like that happened to me, and I thought I was going to pass out. That's how dizzy I got. But what's really scaring me, guys, is the way I'm hearing things now. Noises that are too loud are extremely painful, and, like, I don't even mean, you know, pneumatic drills and jackhammers. I mean just fairly ordinary things, like a trumpet or an organ piece. And things are developing really strange vibrations in my ears, so they don't always sound the way they should. I noticed yesterday at church, actually, that the organ music was causing me problems at one point. It was actually giving me physical pain. And that just makes me really sad, because I'm so worried that if this gets worse, I won't be able to go to my church anymore, and I won't be able to listen to the organ music. And, excuse me, you'll have to forgive me. I just love traditional church music. It's something I find so uplifting, and that's the style of worship that I feel brings me closest to God. And the idea that I might lose that is just so scary. But like I said, I don't know this for sure. I haven't got an official diagnosis. My family doctor does want me to see an audiologist, which I will do after Christmas. I've just been putting it off because, frankly, I'm scared of what I'm going to be told. But my mom has noticed the vertigo, and she's really worried about it, actually. And the tinnitus, when it does happen — it doesn't happen that often, but when it does, it's horrible. It's this awful, loud, high-pitched ringing in my ears. And my hearing goes right up the spout when that happens. So, I can't listen to things with headphones for long anymore, because it really bothers my ears now to do that. And sometimes, this is also really freaky. Occasionally, I don't hear traffic properly. And I love and really value my independence. And so excuse my language, but that freaks the shit out of me. Because I've almost been hit by a car on a couple occasions. I just thought it was me being stupid and not paying attention, but now I'm not so sure. So, last week when I recorded all that Christmas music, I didn't really think about this consciously at the time. At least not at first, but I got thinking about it after a while, and I realized that it was something I had to do. It almost became like a burning obsession with me, because I didn't know if I'd be able to do it again if this problem got worse. I actually told a friend of mine in an email, I said, I had to record this music and try to put a CD together for my mom because something could happen and I might not be able to do it next time. So the recordings I know are not the greatest. They're not the most professional. But, you know, they were all me. They were all done by my hand. And so for that, I'm kind of glad because I don't know. I guess this sounds egotistical, but now I can tell my mom I did this all by myself. Anyhow, I don't want to melt into a puddle of silly emotional goo here, so I think I shall end this for now. But I just wanted to say before I go that if you're the praying type, if you're so inclined, please say a prayer for me. I would really appreciate it immensely. And even if you're not the praying type, that's okay. Just think good thoughts, because, as I say, there's always hope. And who knows, maybe this won't become as bad as I'm worried that it might. Oh my gosh, I would miss my organ music so much! But, hopefully I'll still be able to take it and keep going to church. But yesterday at one point it was so painful that I had to literally cover my hands with my ears. And also a person's really loud singing, which was actually very nice and tuneful, but it was just causing, the frequencies were causing some really weird vibrations in my ears, and it was actually quite painful as well. But anyhow, just have to keep hoping for the best, and I will enjoy all the lovely sounds that are part of my wonderful world to the best of my ability while I can. Okie doke, folks, I'll end this for now, and God willing, I'll have something a lot more positive to say next time. Take care, be good to yourselves and each other.